Now you see it or now you don't. There have been some reports of people wondering what is going on. They feel this way because they have had a certain kind of experience they can't explain. They have seen objects disappear before their eyes then reappear. One man was looking at a towel rack and noticed it was empty. There was no one else in the house. He went and got a towel to put on the rack, but when he got back to it, there was already a towel on it. This upset him because he didn't want to think he was seeing things, and yet he was 100% sure there was no towel on the rack when he looked at it the first time. Some people who have had this happen to them or just heard about it happening have called it a glitch in the Matrix, which refers to the movie The Matrix, which showed this happening once in a while when the computer program humans were immersed inside had a problem. It is one thing when people see objects disappear, but it is ultimately worse when it is people disappearing. There is actually something called disappearing object phenomena, or DOP. I don't like that because it is too close to the word dope. Anyway, I have mentioned this before, but it is such a fascinating subject I thought I might look into it again. Before we can take this phenomena as real, we have to find cases where more than one person has seen the same object appear or disappear. Some people believe an object can become invisible for a short period of time and then reappear. They think it has something to do with a reflection of light on an object. Is temporary invisibility something which people think they came across? The question is, how would they know if something disappeared because of temporary invisibility or for some other reason? There is another reason why one might think they are experiencing disappearing object phenomena, and some doctors believe it is the mind playing a trick. They believe the mind under certain circumstances might block an item from view for a period of time then let it reappear. This might sound reasonable in some circumstances but not all of them. What if a person remembers putting an object in a place and yet it disappears and is never found again? Does this mean the entire thought process is flawed? As I said, the scariest thing is when you are looking at someone and they vanish. There are stories about this happening throughout history. One case from the 1700s was even attributed to the devil. An old man who couldn't walk and was very frail was being taken care of by a relative. Every day he would sit on the porch. One day when he was outside, he got chilly, so his relative went in to get a blanket. She was only gone for a fraction of a minute, and yet when she went back outside the old man had vanished. She went to all the neighbors but no one had seen anything, and there were no clues around the front of the house. Even if he could have walked, he still would have been seen by the time she got outside. Is there some other explanation for his disappearance? Maybe, but it doesn't seem likely. Spontaneous human combustion is something which is totally unexplained, but there is enough evidence of it to know it happens. The question is, could it happen so thoroughly there would be no signs of the person left? We know when it does happen because we usually find just the legs and a black mark where the person was. It usually doesn't even burn the furniture. It is truly a very strange phenomena. Having said this, could there be another form of it which burn the body even more thoroughly without leaving marks or a trace? And if there is, how would we ever know unless there were witnesses to the event? A college student decided it was time for fun and went to a bar in 2007. The bar was in Ohio. Witnesses said he had too much to drink and was being entertained by two women at the bar. At some point he disappeared. Some said he must have left, but when the police investigated the cameras the bar had installed, they showed him entering, but never showed him leaving. This was a strange case indeed. No evidence of foul play was ever found by the police. There are plenty of videos on YouTube showing people disappearing, but one thing is for sure. You can't trust videos anymore unless there are supporting witnesses who were at the original event. In 1968, a man was on a flight with his wife. They were enjoying the flight and each other and seemed to be an average couple. The man excused himself and told his wife he had to go to the bathroom. He got out of his seat and walked to the back of the plane. His wife sat patiently waiting for his return, but when a goodly amount of time went by, she started to get worried. She asked the stewardess to check the bathroom to make sure he was okay. This turned out to be a bizarre accident. There had been turbulence, and what had apparently happened was the woman's husband fell against the emergency exit door, breaking the chain holding it closed, and fell out of the plane. The plane was not pressurized and the door had set off a light in the cockpit. When the co-pilot went to investigate, he found the door open a crack. Yet this story sometimes is still used as an unexplained disappearance. If people actually disappear, what happens to them? One theory states they disappear because they involuntarily went into a vortex and landed up in either another dimension or a different time. According to this theory, many of the unexplained disappearances of people on this planet are because most likely they are going into another time. The other dimension theory is even more impractical than the time. There are quite a few stories where people who have been said to make it back to the time they left have said they were in other time periods. I often mention the two teachers who were on vacation at Versailles and went through a portal and went back a couple of hundred years and were able to return. They published a book about their experience.